It's Friday, August 12th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Are we at a tipping point for security fears? And Krebs calls for a U.S. digital agency. This is the Business of Tech. I've been keeping an eye on the security space this week, with B-Sides, Black Hat, and DEF CON all in Las Vegas, and we'll see what continues to fall out from there. Cisco recently announced vulnerabilities in their Cisco Small Business RV160, RV260, RV340, and RV345 series routers. Patch away. FEMA warned that the Emergency Alert Service could be used to allow threat actors to issue alerts if not updated to the most recent software versions in the EAS encoder-decoder devices. For all the concern, IoT security fears are falling. A Journey to IoT Maturity, a follow-up to YSUN's State of the Nation IoT study in 2017, shows security as one of their top three challenges when rolling out IoT, and it fell from 58% in 2017 to 24% in 2022, while the proportion of respondents viewing it as a technical challenge also dropped from 65% in 2017 to 42% this year, indicating fewer concerns, but still highlighting it as an issue. There are growing fears over data privacy issues. Data privacy regulation is the second highest political, economic, or social challenge for IoT adopters, with 36% placing it on their top three, just behind the need to reprioritize spending due to COVID-19 and ahead of budget cuts resulting from less revenue during the pandemic. A combined report from Tag Cyber, JS Group, and IGI Cyber Labs focus on continuing scanning as a solution for SMBs. The report suggests that managed services providers implement an ongoing program that is feasible even if a firm's security budget is minimal. ConnectWise's new SMB cybersecurity report says nearly three-quarters, 73%, of report respondents agree that their organization has reached a tipping point where cybersecurity concerns demand action. Over three-quarters of SMBs report that they were impacted by at least one cybersecurity attack in 2021, a considerable increase compared to 55% of the year before. Consequently, 78% of SMB respondents say their organization is set to increase investment in cybersecurity in the next 12 months. However, a key challenge identified in the report is that 2 in 3 SMBs lack the expertise in-house to defend themselves against cybersecurity threats. Additionally, many SMBs are also feeling disillusioned or challenged with current partners tasked to provide the help they need. On cyber insurance, only 55% of the 450 Canadian and U.S. respondents to a survey paid for by BlackBerry and Boston-based Corvus Insurance said they currently have cyber insurance. Another 28% intend to acquire coverage. Let's back that little bit up here. All right, we're going to start this paragraph. On cyber insurance, only 55% of the 450 Canadian and U.S. respondents to a survey paid for by BlackBerry and Boston-based Corvus Insurance said they currently have cyber insurance. Another 28% intend to acquire coverage shortly. However, one-third, 37%, of those with insurance said their organizations aren't covered for ransomware payments. 43% said their firms aren't covered for additional costs such as court costs and downtime. Why do we care? I'll focus on insurance first. This sounds just like bedlam, honestly. Can you get insurance? Do you need it? Does it cover what you need? And in the confusion, there's opportunity for sure. It's likely a skill set many aren't prepared for, so partner up. I honestly don't know where that IoT confidence comes from. I'm also afraid I have to disagree with ConnectWise that we're at a tipping point, because you can't identify a tipping point till you're over it. Any longtime listener should have already recognized we're well at that point. If the media coverage drives action, then great, but that isn't the tipping point. And on the policy front, two federal agencies are looking at reporting rules for cyber attacks, the SEC and CISA. The SEC is getting significant pushback, while CISA's early work appears to be more embraced by the industry. In fact, at Black Hat, former CISA director Chris Krebs even called for a reorganization of the government's cyber response, proposing a U.S. digital agency, which would incorporate elements of CISA, the National Institutes of Standards and Technology, the National Telecommunications and Information Administration, the Department of Energy, as well as parts of the Federal Trade Commission and the Federal Communications Commission. Quote, "I think it's time to rethink the way government interacts with technology. We have to make an agency that's focused on empowering better digital risk management services," Krebs said. "I'm not just talking about security. I'm talking about privacy. I'm talking about trust and safety issues. We're not where we need to be, and we're falling behind, and Americans are suffering as a result." Why do we care? There's logic to Krebs' assessment here, and I'd agree we have responsibility spread into too many areas now. It's popular to diss the government, which ignores the fact that they get a lot done. The U.S. Digital Agency makes sense to me. Just take that SEC-CISA tension. A central ownership of the issue helps resolve it. Watch this space. Did you know Cisco helps manage services providers directly? Know about the Cisco Partner Program? Focused on helping partners combine managed services expertise and service creation with innovative Cisco technology and proven go-to-market resources, there's a program option for you. With provider pricing, MDF, and marketing resources, coupled with Cisco's leading technologies, including Meraki, Duo, and Umbrella, learn more with the link right in the show notes. Thanks for listening. As a former DJ, National Vinyl Record Day is the one I had to notice. There'll be a bonus episode this weekend, and I will talk to you again on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.